everyone, and welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive on something pretty fascinating, AI and UX design.
Sounds like fun.
It is. And you know what's really interesting? We actually got an article excerpt from a listener on this exact topic.
Oh, cool.
So thanks for sending that in, by the way. And it really got me thinking because, you know, you hear all this buzz about AI replacing jobs.
Yeah, for sure.
But in this case, it seems like AI is more about becoming like this super powerful partner for designers.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it.
It is.
Yeah, because imagine like you have this partner who's just incredible at crunching data.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Seeing patterns that you as a human might completely miss.
Totally.
That's what AI is bringing to the table here. And that actually frees up human designers to focus on what we're really good at, like empathy and that creative problem solving.
Yeah, that gut feeling, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. That gut feeling. You just can't replace that.
You can't teach that. So, you know, the article goes on to talk about how AI is already like changing the actual design process, like right now. And it mentions all these tools that, to be honest, I haven't really had a chance to dig into yet, like heat maps.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a chance to play around with those?
Yeah, a bit, actually. They sound really complex.
Yeah.
But they're kind of like, I think of them as like X-ray vision.
Oh.
For your website, you know, like they show you where users are clicking.
Okay.
Where they're scrolling. Even where their mouse is just hovering, you know.
Wow.
So you instantly know what's grabbing their attention and what they're just totally ignoring.
So it's like way more visual than I was picturing it in my head.
Exactly.
Like you can literally see how people are interacting with your design.
Uh-huh. And then you can combine that with another AI tool, which is sentiment analysis.
Okay.
Which is basically AI that can like gauge how users are feeling.
Oh, wow.
As they're using your site or your app. You know, are they getting frustrated? Are they engaged? Are they confused? AI can pick up on those really subtle cues.
That's wild.
Yeah, and that gives you an even deeper understanding of the user experience.
So it's not just like the data, it's like their emotional journey.
Exactly, their emotional journey through the design.
I like that.
Yeah, and then you can take it even further with AI-powered A-B testing.
Which I've heard so much about, but honestly haven't really tried yet.
Yeah, well, imagine being able to test thousands of design variations. Like at the same time, you know, figuring out like which button placement or which color scheme or even like which headline resonates best with your audience. It's like having this superpower design lab at your fingertips.
You know what? You're making me think about this landing page I was working on recently, and I swear I spent hours like tweaking these tiny little details, just hoping that I was making the right choices.
Yeah.
It would've been amazing to have AI like guide me through that process.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. AI is also being used for generative design.
I've heard that term thrown around. What is that exactly?
So imagine, like, you're sketching out a rough layout, you know, for a website or app, and then AI suggests different design elements, like different layouts, even complete screens based on your style and user data.
So like a brainstorming partner.
Yeah, like a brainstorming partner who can just like instantly translate your ideas into visuals.
That's incredible. I'm starting to see why they call AI like a creative partner in this article.
It is.
This is so cool. And what? You know, we were talking about personalization before.
Yes.
And I immediately thought of Netflix and Spotify.
Yeah, of course.
Because those algorithms are so good, they're scary good.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, they know me better than I know myself.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's because they're using AI, and AI is really good at, you know, recognizing these patterns, making predictions based on user data.
Right.
And that's how they create these like hyper-personalized experiences that feel almost magical sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Okay, but now I'm thinking beyond just entertainment. Like, how can we apply this to like all kinds of digital experiences? Like, imagine a website that adapts its content or even its tone of voice based on who's looking at it.
Well, that's the power of AI.
Yeah.
You know, it's helping us move away from these one-size-fits-all designs and create these experiences that are tailored to each individual user.
It's like the future is already here.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
And the article goes into some real-world examples of companies that are already doing this.
Really? Let's hear about those. I always love to see how this stuff is actually being applied.
Okay, yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, okay, we've talked about the theory, but I'm always curious to see, you know, how these ideas are actually playing out in the real world.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what kind of companies are actually using AI in their design process right now?
Well, you have the big players, you know, like Adobe, Figma, who are integrating AI directly into their design tools.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I haven't really had a chance to like dig in and see what it's all about.
It's pretty amazing. Like, imagine you're working on a design. You need to resize a bunch of elements instead of like manually adjusting each one. AI can just do it for you in seconds.
Wow.
Or think about like AI suggesting different color palettes based on, you know, the overall mood or theme you're going for.
So it's like having a design assistant who takes care of all the boring stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It frees you up to focus on the more creative big picture stuff.
I like that.
And these tools are getting smarter all the time.
Really?
Yeah, some platforms even have features that can generate entire layouts.
Whoa.
Or design elements based on your preferences and user data.
It makes me wonder if, like, we'll even need to learn design software in the future.
Right.
Or if AI will just do it all for us.
Yeah, that's a question a lot of people are asking.
Yeah.
But I think the real magic happens when you combine, like, the power of AI with human creativity and intuition.
You know, it's not about replacing designers.
Exactly.
It's about giving them superpowers.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not competition.
I like.
And this collaboration is leading to some really interesting innovations in personalized user experiences. You know, we touched on Netflix and Spotify earlier.
Right.
But this goes way beyond entertainment.
Oh, yeah. What else are we seeing out there?
Well, think about e-commerce. Some platforms are using AI to predict what products you're most likely to buy.
Based on
your browsing history.
Yeah.
Past purchases.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Even things like the time of day or your location.
Okay. I have definitely noticed that. Sometimes it's like they're reading my mind.
It can feel that way.
It does.
But it's all about AI recognizing those patterns.
Yeah.
And making predictions based on huge amounts of data.
Mm-hmm.
And this can lead to some really clever design choices. Like if AI predicts you're likely to buy a certain product.
Yeah.
It might subtly highlight that product on the homepage or suggest related items that you might be interested in.
So it's all about like anticipating what the user wants before they even know they want it.
Yeah, and creating a more intuitive and enjoyable experience so they're not like searching all over the place.
Right, exactly.
And this kind of predictive design can be applied to all sorts of digital experiences. You know, imagine a travel website that suggests destinations based on your past trips.
Oh.
Or a news app that curates articles based on your reading habits and current events.
So it's like the website becomes this intelligent companion.
Exactly.
Guiding you through this digital world.
Yeah. And as AI technology keeps evolving, we're just going to see even more sophisticated and personalized experiences.
Okay. So now I want to fast forward a little bit. You know, we've talked about what's happening now, but what about the future? Like, what does their future hold for designers who are working with AI? The article hinted at some pretty wild possibilities.
The future is definitely exciting. One of the most interesting concepts is the idea of co-creation.
Co-creation.
Yeah, where designers and AI work together in real time.
I'm trying to picture that in my head, but I'm not quite getting it yet.
Okay, so imagine you're working on a website layout, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start sketching out some ideas as you're sketching.
Okay.
AI is analyzing your strokes, understanding the elements you're creating.
Ooh.
And suggesting different layouts, color palettes, even typography, based on best practices and user data.
So it's like having a design partner who can instantly visualize what you're thinking.
Exactly. And offer suggestions based on millions of data points.
That's incredible. I can see how that would like speed up the design process so much.
Yeah, and help you break out of those creative ruts. You know?
Totally. Yeah, and it's not just about creating static designs either, right? AI is becoming more context aware.
Yes.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
So it means that AI can take into account things like the user's location, the time of day, the device they're using, even their current mood or emotional state.
Wow.
It allows for designs that are truly dynamic and responsive to the user's environment and needs.
Can you give me an example? I'm having trouble wrapping my head around this.
Sure. Think about like a fitness app.
Okay.
That uses AI to understand the user's context.
So if the user's at the gym, the app might suggest a high intensity workout.
Okay.
But if the user's at home and it's late at night, the app might recommend a relaxing yoga routine.
That's so cool. It's like the app just gets you.
It understands your circumstances.
Yeah, and it adapts.
Exactly.
This is awesome.
And this type of context-aware AI has the potential to like revolutionize all sorts of digital experiences.
It makes me think about accessibility too.
Oh, yeah.
Like could AI help us create experiences that are more inclusive and adapt to users with different needs?
Absolutely. For example, AI could be used to personalize interfaces for users with visual impairments.
Okay.
By adjusting font sizes, color contrast, or even providing audio descriptions of visual elements.
Wow, that's incredible.
All right.
So context-aware AI could be like a game changer for accessibility.
It really could. And it highlights how AI can be a really powerful tool for creating a more inclusive and equitable digital world.
Mm-hmm.
But as with any powerful tool, it's important to use it responsibly.
Oh, yeah. With great power comes great responsibility, right?
Exactly. And that leads us to a really important discussion about the role of designers in shaping the future of AI.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's talk about it.
All right.
Okay, so we've explored all these incredible possibilities of AI and design.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about algorithms and data, it's easy to forget that we're ultimately designing for humans.
Right.
So, like, what role do we play as designers in this future where AI is becoming such a powerful force?
That's the key question. You know, it's tempting to think of AI as this magical solution.
Yeah.
That will just, like, automate everything and we can all sit back and relax.
Right.
But the truth is, AI is a tool.
Okay.
And like any tool, it could be used for good or for ill.
That's a good point. It's up to us as designers to make sure that AI is being used to enhance human experiences.
Exactly.
Not to like diminish them.
Exactly. We need to be mindful of the potential impact of our designs and ask ourselves some tough questions like.
Like what?
Are we creating experiences that are inclusive and accessible to everyone?
Right.
Are we protecting user privacy and data?
Mm-hmm.
Are we designing systems that are transparent and accountable?
Those are big questions.
They are.
It feels like a huge responsibility.
It is a huge responsibility, but it's also an incredible opportunity.
Okay.
We're at the forefront of this technological revolution, and we have the chance to shape this revolution in a way that benefits everyone.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. It's not just about designing, like, beautiful interfaces anymore. It's about using our skills to create a more just and equitable world.
I love that. And it's something that we need to be thinking about from the very beginning of the design process.
Right.
We can't just tack on ethical considerations as an afterthought.
Yeah.
They need to be baked into the very DNA of our designs.
So how do we actually do that? Like, what are some practical steps that designers can take to make sure they're using AI responsibly?
Well, a good starting point is to just educate yourself.
Okay.
There are so many resources available.
Yeah.
You know, books, articles, courses.
Yeah.
Take the time to learn about AI machine learning. The ethical considerations involved.
It sounds like we need to become more than just designers. We need to become like AI ethicists too.
I wouldn't say we need to become experts in AI ethics.
Okay.
But we do need to have like a basic understanding of the issues.
Yeah.
And we need to be willing to ask tough questions and challenge assumptions.
That makes sense. And I imagine that collaboration is going to be even more important than ever before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to be working closely with data scientists, developers, all the stakeholders to make sure that AI is being developed and deployed in a responsible and ethical way.
It's about breaking down those silos.
Right.
And like creating a shared understanding of the challenges and the opportunities
exactly.
that AI presents.
And remembering that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
I think that's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
The future of UX design is still being written.
It is.
And it's up to all of us to make sure that it's a future that we can all be proud of.
Well said. The power to create a better world is literally at our fingertips. Let's use it wisely.
This has been such an insightful deep dive. I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective on the role of AI in design. Thanks for joining us and keep exploring.